PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
This is Mario from PR Web, and today it's a pleasure to welcome back with us Michael Johnson. He's been gone away for a little while, but he's come back to, you know, speaking to us and podcasting with us. He is a management consultant and a manufacturer of the Red Bead Experiment that we're going to be talking about here in just a moment, and also CEO of his own company, Michael Arthur Johnson Company. Michael, welcome back. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Mario. It's a pleasure to be back.
Tell us an overview there of what you do at your company, at Michael Arthur Johnson Company.
Well, we primarily manufacture and sell worldwide the Dr. Deming-style Red Bead Experiment. It has been around since 1984, and we are the only manufacturer of it in its original form. We also do management consulting, and we sell a lot of other related products such as handbooks, and now we've released our brand new videotape on DVD, which can be used as a quick reference guide on the Red Bead Experiment. Keep it by your desk, put it in your DVD player on your computer, and have it available.
The Dr. Deming in management circles and history goes back a long ways, and he's done a lot of very positive things. Tell us, give us some background quickly on Dr. Deming, and in particular, the Red Bead Experiment.
Well, Dr. Deming was born in 1900. He was an American statistician, a college professor, an author, a lecturer, and a consultant. And for some reason, not quite sure exactly how it came about, but he was invited to go to Japan in 1949 after the war was over. And he made a major contribution to teaching the Japanese people and Japanese companies about how to produce quality. And the highest award now given in Japan in a business is called the Deming Prize, and that is given for a company that improves its quality the most. It's given each year. Dr. Deming is regarded as having had more impact upon Japanese manufacturing and business than any other individual not of Japanese heritage. He was very successful, turned around with the Japanese miracle. We've all seen it. We've seen the products that Japan can produce. Then in 1980, NBC News did a white paper called Japan Can, Why Can't We? And a whole bunch of people were sitting around saying, who is this Deming guy? Some of them were from Ford Motor Company. Some were from Hewlett-Packard. So they started inviting Dr. Deming to come and speak. And he was a crotchy old man when I met him first in 1982, when the Red Bead Experiment was developed. Mm-hmm. He told us a story at dinner about how he used marbles and beads to teach his statistics at Stanford University during the war effort. So being enterprising young people at Hewlett-Packard, we ran out, bought all the macrame beads we could find. We made him a black metal paddle, presented it to him the next day as a gift, and he absolutely loved it. And the Red Bead Experiment was used in his seminars for almost a decade, with thousands of people playing this experiment. And the phone started ringing, and Hewlett-Packard said, we don't know what to do with all these phone calls. And I said, I do. I'll manufacture it. So since 1984, I'm the worldwide manufacturer of the game that Dr. Deming used to teach his concepts.
Okay, Michael. Now, we've been talking about some history, and many of our listeners might not even date back that far. Tell us why something that happened considerably long time ago should be relevant or be important in 2007.
Well, I opened up the internet news today, and the headlines are astounding. You know, Federal Express announces a slowdown. They're going to be careful on their projected profits for the quarters. You look at what's happening in the housing market. You look at what's happening in the banking market. You look what's happening this week in the banking situation in the UK. What we've got is basically a repeat of what we had in the 1970s. We've got another economy crisis going on around the world. And what Dr. Deming predicted many, many years ago is happening again today in the world market.
So tell us quickly, Michael, how the game is played. How can this be set up? How can individuals be able to put something like this into play in their own office and their own organization?
Well, the game can be played with two people. It can be played with a group of 50 people. It can be played, as Dr. Deming did, with a group of 1,000 people. It is a visual game which consists of a bunch of 6-millimeter beads in a box, some red and some white. And there's a black paddle, metal paddle, you dip the beads out. and you have these willing workers come up, and you have a plant manager, and you have a controller, and you simulate basically a small company. It can be a service company. It can be a manufacturing company. It can be the United States Navy. It doesn't really matter what the organization is. The willing workers are chartered with putting the paddle in the box of beads and coming out with 100% white beads. And we all know that 100% good days are not going to happen. The red beads are synonymous to the problems that we all face every day. We get up in the morning, we want to have a wonderful day, we are willing workers, but guess what? We have red beads that appear on our path. And no matter how hard management yells at the workers as you play the game, or how many bonuses you offer, you wave some $20 bills in the air, or you put some slogans up on the board, zero defects, the willing worker has almost no control of how many problems they face in the workplace. Management made the process. Management made the system. Management controls how it works. And if you yell at the worker, all you're going to do is put them into hiding, and you will lose all the valuable information that workers have. And so the game is an experience game. You have to experience it in order to feel the concepts. You can read about it, but it's not the same. What we've tried to do in our video is to let you visually see it. And the video is, you know, a 38-minute version of what Dr. Deming played for 3 hours. But the video is a good start to let people experience what the red bead experiment is all about.
Your latest press release, Michael, has a very impressive listing of companies, organizations that have been using or have used the red bead experiment. Give us an idea who's using it.
Well, as I said, the red bead experiment is shipped worldwide. This week to Zurich, Switzerland. Last week to Honduras and to Brazil. We have games in virtually every major country in the world. But people like the British Post Office. The U.S. Navy has one on many, many ships. U.S. Coast Guard. We have a restaurant chain in the Baton Rouge area using it. Hospitals all over the world. The U.K. healthcare system. They're in Singapore. They're in Canada. They're in South Africa. But what we're seeing now, which is really more exciting, is we're seeing schools and universities. I have one in a high school in the upper Midwest, and today's emails were with a university in the United Arab Emirates. They are going to be putting it into their school, and they're looking at 4 games into their university system. But there are companies like Greenleaf Mapping and Control who use the concepts to improve water management, especially in California. You drive down, you see all these beautiful green landscapes, but you see all the water running down the sidewalks. They use the concepts from the red bead game to create ways to save water, to improve the housekeeping in hospitals. We've got consultants like Rath and Strong who are using it in programs called Six Sigma to Go, where they are training hundreds of workers so that this can be a part of the entire company, not just a few people who have been experienced with it. So it's used all over the world by all kinds of people.
We're speaking to Michael Johnson, management consultant and manufacturer of the Red Bead Experiment. Michael, give us some contact information where we can learn more about this great concept.
The best way is to contact us on our website. It's www.redbead, that's one word, redbead.com. Just a little side note here. Over the years, we've gotten an awful lot of requests for the bread box game. It's not bread. It's www.redbead.com.
Very good. Michael, it's a pleasure to end up speaking to you again. Continued luck and success in what you're doing, and may there be many, many red beads out stirring up action and good positive things all over the world. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you, Mario.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.